Hey, is this Kirby?
Yes.
Hey, Kirby, it's Nico over at the Bank of Cardiff. How you doing?
Just fine.
Good, good. Hey, I'm not trying to take up a lot of your time here. I was actually following up. Looks like one of our agents was in contact with you a few times over the last year. We do equipment financing and working capital. Just wanted to see if you had any fourth quarter plans coming up where we could possibly help out.
Nothing whatsoever. We're right now trying to make it through.
Oh, okay. Kind of just chugging along?
Yes. Nothing fantastic by any means, but nothing that I'm willing to go out on the limb to buy anything new for a while.
Right, right. Did you guys recently bring something on? Like, when was the last time you brought on a piece of equipment?
No, my gosh, no. It's probably been 3 or 5 years since I've brought anything in. And so I'm not planning on anything right at the moment. Unless something really drastic changes. So,
I was about to ask, what takes that drastic change? Would it be like a really big job coming up or something along those lines?
I would need a lot more steady flow of work coming in here. It's too sporadic.
Oh, okay. So you're having like up and down periods then?
Oh, my goodness, yes. We might be busier and I'll get out for 2 months and then live off what we just made for the next 2 or 3, and then we'll get busy again. And so
what's the reason for that? Is there like something contributing to that kind of sporadic behavior?
Our local area, we are a tool and die job shop, so I build for everybody in this area, and our area is too heavily automotive. And as you know, the automotive is very fickle. And it's just, now they're talking about the car sales are going to start back down, so that's going to affect our area, something fierce.
Got it. Are you doing anything to kind of prepare yourself for that type of situation? Have you tried to drum up a little bit of some new business, maybe try and venture out of just the automotive customer base?
Well, it's hard to do in our locale, in our small shop, for me to get too far away. It's just not economically good.
It's not sufficient.
Yeah, to travel too far to get work in, because we're building tooling. It's not like we're doing production. And so,
hey, how you doing?
I'd have to switch my objective, which is something I have considered, but I haven't done it yet.
Right, right. I mean, you gotta, you know, adapt to the times too. Don't stay.
Exactly.
Don't just stay so, I guess, focused on only one industry. Sure, the automotive industry is heavily surrounding your area and definitely affects the type of business that comes, but there's always potential and possibilities out there. Whether that's, you know, finding a little smaller niche that you never would have imagined, just depends on, you know, how you look for it, really.
Exactly. And haven't went that direction yet, but it's definitely on the radar, so...
Have you looked into, like, other, I guess, industries that you could serve? Is there, like, another...
There's not a whole lot of other... I mean, I've worked for everybody in this town. And there is... I guess the main thing is you're either making springs or you're making automotive things, and that's the main industry in this area.
Right, okay.
So there's not a lot of other, electrical or anything like that.
Got it. Okay.
Logsport's just an old town, and then there isn't any new industry headed in our way that I know of.
So how far have you kind of ventured out to see if you can bring on a new customer base, like your range that you were trying to work with?
Oh, I try to stay within a 30-mile range. And we have some bigger towns around here, but. They're in the same boat that we're in. There's nothing set, you know, being set on fire unless you get in with, somebody like Subaru or Honda or GM.
Yeah,
I'm not ISO, and once you get in with those people, they control your life.
I mean, the big corps, man, they definitely have a lot of... what's it called, control over you, you know?
Oh, yes, they micromanage something fierce, and like I said, poop runs downhill, and I'm at the bottom. I don't know that I want that, so.
Hey, and that's what we understand over here, though. Kirby, being a private bank, we understand what it means to at least find new business and try and venture out from the comfort zone, but also to not take a risk that's too, I guess, far ahead of yourself where you spread yourself out thin. You understand what I'm saying?
Right, exactly.
So we understand that trying to land, you know, big corporations like that doesn't necessarily always put yourself in the best situation. It's more along the lines of find maybe a few other smaller customers that will continue to bring you work. It's not just not going to be as in just one big order. It's going to be in multiple smaller orders or something like that.
Right.
But yeah, I mean, I just wanted to touch base with you and kind of catch up. You were, like I said, you were in contact with one of our agents over here. I wanted to kind of introduce myself to you and see what was going on in the industry too, because it's always changing, and you know, there are multiple factors that affect it, and it's always good to expand my knowledge as well as kind of educate you alongside what we do over here too, like how we can help out.
I appreciate that.
Yeah, of course. And maybe I'll follow up with you in a few months just to touch base again, see if 2017 will be a little bit different and everything starts to pick back up.
Well, that would be great.
All right, Kirby. Good talking to you. You take care.
You too.
All right. Bye now.